This is the Made for Living Well podcast, hosted by Alexa Scherm, the place to create a life well lived.
Welcome back to the podcast. We are in the series called Health School. Now, this has been a podcast series that I've dreamed about for a long time. In fact, I thought it was going to look very different, but I realized this is the perfect situation for sharing the knowledge that I really do think is going to help change and evolve your entire thought process behind health and ultimately what it takes to get healthy. Because more than anything, I believe health is how you live it. It's what you do. It's the creation of health, not simply arriving at a place others have called health. Health is a verb, not a noun, and I want to teach you how to live that out. Now, there is somewhat of an order to these podcasts. The first few really lay the foundations for the entire series. So I know that time is precious, and it might not feel like you have a lot of time to dig back in, but I highly encourage you to go back and listen to the previous podcast to understand this podcast and the role of food inside our body. Now, a perk is all the podcasts are roughly 20 minutes because I know time is precious, and I also think that I can get the information you need in shorter bits of time. Now, as always, we expand on these podcasts over at the Living Well, where I dig deeper into each podcast topic, and then even more so in the weekly newsletter called The Weekly Fill. My goal with The Weekly Fill is to prove to you and to teach you and to come alongside of you as we live out health together, not just health, but also happiness. So you can find all of that at thelivingwell.com. I will tell you, though, the best place to really dive into this information and to get all of Health School into a bundle that you can go through at a quicker rate, where you get handouts and downloads and guides that are going to help you live this out, is my class called Health Made Simple. It is the one-stop shop for truly understanding your biology. And I think this is so important because if we cannot understand our biology, that it's easy to continue living in the way the health space has taught us, which, if we look back in history, has really not gotten us any further or generated the results that we should have seen by now. And it's not because that's necessarily wrong, but the health space or the way of the health space has been developed out of very isolated systems. There is a difference between what happens in a lab and what happens in real life. Or what happens when we isolate cells versus put them into a living, breathing body that has all kinds of emotions and perspectives and different environments. I want to talk about how your entire body works together because this is really important. And today we're not necessarily going to talk about how food impacts your biology, but its role in your biology. Now, again, we dive deeper into this inside Health Made Simple. If you want to check that out, I highly encourage it. Find it at thelivingwell.com. Later in this series, I have an entire month devoted to breaking down each different food group and how it reacts inside your biology. But today, we're just going to build the foundation because as a nutritionist, I recognize it is a job of mine to help you understand food's role in your life. And today, we're going to take that from the aspect of how is your biology reacting to the foods that you consume? And honestly, I think this is the most important understanding to know. Like if we can't grasp this concept, it's going to be hard to identify what things we should actually be filling our lives with. Now, energy and food are linked cohesively together. Like all things in life, food too has energy to it or a frequency. Now, we generally measure food energy in the form of calories, which, yes, is a measurement of energy, but it does tend to neglect how our body is reacting to that energy. And that's really what we want to identify. How is the food altering your internal energy? And if we go back to that metabolism lesson, you'll see that metabolism is not necessarily something that you have the ability to change. Because that's the role of your energy. Metabolism is just a system that's managing the critical element of health, that is energy, to make sure that you stay alive. Now, of course, the goal is to thrive, to use that energy to live your life. But far too often, most of us are just living out of a survival state, which means metabolism is going to step in and it's going to feel like it's destroying your life when really it's protecting your internal energy. And when we understand that, we recognize the only way that we can change our metabolism is to influence our flow of energy, to create safety within that. Now, when it comes to energy, and going back to the very first podcast in the series, the first law of thermodynamics states that energy can neither be created nor destroyed, but only altered. And I bring this point up because it sums up the big point that I need you to understand when it comes to food. You do not eat food for energy. In fact, that energy, or what we know as calories, are not reacting in your body in the way that you've been led to believe. Because it's not about adding energy, but it's helping to protect your flow of energy while also generating energy. So again, going back to that law of thermodynamics, it's not about adding or subtracting, but it's about altering and influencing your flow of energy. Which means counting calories will really never work long term. Maybe to a point, but there will always be a point where your metabolism downregulates to meet the lack of energy that you're providing, and in the process, start to store, hoard, and conserve energy. If you've ever done any form of calorie restriction, you know you hit a threshold or a set point where your body's like, no more. Like, I'm going to take any food that you have now, and I'm going to work to conserve and store and hoard that energy. In a lot of cases, most people end up gaining all the weight back and more because it works against your biological design, which is to protect and expand energy. And so when it comes to the role of food in the body, we have to recognize that it's not just about what you eat, but how what you eat is interacting or influencing your internal energy. And if you are a note taker, I need you to write this down or take it with you to really fixate your mind on this thought. It is not about what you do or how much you eat or what you eat. It's always and only about how your body responds to what you do. And how your body responds creates the outcome that you call health or unhealth or whatever outcome it is that you're living. It's the response of the body. And this is what we have to be most concerned about. How is your body responding to the things that you do? And honestly, in some level, yes, this does complicate health a little bit, partially because it's not just about what's right or wrong, good or bad. Like, I can't just make a list of foods and say, eat this, don't eat this. Yes, there is some, I can give you some baselines and some boundaries to stay within, and we're gonna talk about that in a little bit. But in general, a list of foods or simply micromanaging your diet doesn't work because it neglects the one thing that matters, and that is, how does your body respond to it? What is it doing with those things? Because what it's doing is influencing the entire scope of your health and your life. And the key is, if we can learn how to alter that or influence that in a positive way, then we can start to change the outcome. Now, generally speaking, most of the outcomes people want to experience is that change in structure. Again, going back to the previous lessons, we know the only way to change structure is to change your energetic frequency or your internal energy. That is how you change what structure you build and break down and all the things we're really looking for. Energy always begets structure, which means when it comes to food, we also must understand that principle, that if we can start to influence and alter your energy in positive ways, we can then change the structure of your body. You can change your metabolism, which also is a sign that you're changing your metabolism. Because your metabolism is changing your thyroid and changing your hormones, which again changes the cellular action. So the key with food is looking at food as how it's influencing your body. Not based on this moral code, not what's right or wrong, but how is this interacting and influencing your body? And that's simple questions like, how does it make you feel after you consume it? I know a lot of times we distort food, and we're going to talk about this in food beliefs and needing to fulfill emotional needs. And sometimes, yes, when you're lacking energy, you will go in search of it. Like when your energy is feeling scarce and threatened and your body's storing and hoarding and conserving it, you will become dysregulated to the point where your body will instill cravings and hunger signals, and it will get you to go out and find it, most often in unhealthy or what's considered quote unquote high calorie ways. But again, that's because there's been a misstep in the flow and generation of energy inside your body. And if you can fix that, then you can see a lot of these cravings or these needs that you have when it comes to food dissipate. And that's not to say that you won't eat foods that you enjoy. I do recognize that I love food. Sometimes that means eating and enjoying unhealthy foods. In the next episode, we're going to talk about how your emotions or mindset behind eating changes how your body metabolizes that and uses that. Like, that's also a really big player. Again, it's not just about what you consume, but it's your mindset and emotional power and perspective within that that also acts on your internal energy. So yes, it's about pleasure, but because we're talking specifically about food, I need to clarify that food is more than just the caloric intake. And when we start to talk about calories, it's a really controversial subject. And with everything, I think there's always an aspect that is beneficial. Yes, there is some truth to the fact that calories do matter, because calories are going to influence your energy. And when you add too many calories, you're going to alter that energy in sometimes negative ways. Likewise, when you restrict calories, you too are influencing energy, again, probably in unhealthy ways. It's not about the extremes, but always about how do you balance energy, or how are you helping your body to balance its energy to create that sense of safety, to open up flow, and to be able to generate more energy. So it's not to say that calories don't matter, but they don't matter to the degree in which we've been led to believe. Calories cannot be measured in a simple equation because it diminishes how your body is using those calories. So when it comes to food, I want you to think outside of just caloric intake alone. And I want you to start to think about the energetic frequency of that food, which oftentimes is determined by its nutrient value. Because really, we're not eating for energy most of the time. We are eating for nutrients. And it's the nutrients within food that change and influence the energy in the most positive way, because you're creating and providing the building blocks that your cells need to generate more energy. So food consumption needs to be identified based on its nutrient base, and understanding that nutrient base is going to change or influence your energy more than just calories alone. This is going to be a rather basic example, but say you had 100 calories of pop and you had 100 calories of fruit. Like, you could probably distinguish the fact that they're going to be metabolized, used, absorbed, all the things differently. Like, they're going to influence your energy very differently, even though 100 calories is 100 calories, right? Like, across the board, like, we can't argue that 100 calories inside all foods is technically the same amount of energy. But we know that they're not the same based on the other nutrients or molecules involved. That's why I say not all calories are created equal. It's not just about caloric intake alone, but it's about the nutrient content. You could say the same thing, or another example is like the glycemic index. You could take 100 calories of one thing and 100 calories of the other and argue that 100 calories is 100 calories. And it is. But what's different, again, is how your body is influenced by those things. And that's why your caloric equations are never going to work. Because to your body, it's always about how is this influencing my energy frequency. And the goal is to eat enough of the right quality of foods to supply the right base in the foundation of safety that you can open up your flow of energy and you can really expand that. That you provide the nutrient base for your cells to continue doing the job that it was designed. So when it comes to food, I want you to start paying attention to that. And honestly, in my own life, it's created a lot of freedom. It's not about the quantity anymore. It's simply asking myself on a daily basis, what is my body looking for? And then providing more of that. It's listening to my body and saying, if it's hungry, it probably is needing something to help expand and generate energy to provide safety in that area. Therefore, I can eat food. Now, we're going to get into all of these conversations and the future because I know that, again, we have a lot of quote unquote food rules. And I really do want to break these down, and I know it's not easy because there's a lot of underlying food beliefs that are hard to break. Mostly because a lot of food beliefs have been passed from generation to generation. A lot of people don't even know why they believe something. It's just what they've believed. It's what they've inherited. It's part of their genetic makeup. But it doesn't have to stay that way. But you do have to offer yourself grace, knowing that you are going to come to a place where there's some hurdles with this. And if you want to have some actual numbers, you can go back to taking your body temperature and your pulse rate, especially like within the 20-minute mark after you consume food. And if your temperature is declining, then it's a sign that what you ate was probably not metabolically healthy, or it wasn't helping you to expand energy, but rather causing you to conserve it. So you can just track your meals, but a lot of times you're going to feel this. If you need to unbutton your pants after you eat, if you feel bloated or tired or fatigued, like you need to take a nap or to induce cravings for all kinds of other foods, it's probably a sign that your body is not responding well. Food's role should be to enhance and support energy in a positive way, meaning it should give you the get up and go to go out and live your life, the brain power, the clarity, the energy that you need to fully live. That is the role of food. Now, just to back this boat up really quickly before we wrap up this podcast, and understanding the difference in food, which is really hard to manage or track in a simple equation. Now, like everything in life, it is too full of energy. And when we talk about the difference between 100 calories of pop and 100 calories in fruit, and arguing that the calories are the calories, like there's no difference in those calories, yet we know human logic says, but fruit has all this other nutrients. And I want to clarify that there is a difference between measured caloric energy and energy frequency. There's multiple different measures of energy, and one of the best ways to distinguish how it's influenced or supporting your biology is looking at it from the scope of energetic frequency. Like, what is the radio signal of that food, and how is that altering your internal radio station? We've used that analogy a lot, so I'm just going to go back to it. It's saying, like, 100 calories is 100 calories, but I recognize that that pop is causing more congestion and chaos and static in my radio frequency versus the fruit, which is tuning it in and creating more clarity. So it's not just about caloric energy, but we're really looking at food at its frequency. How is that frequency or that food interacting and altering your frequency? And the goal, again, is to find that balanced radio station, to not push it too far one way or pull it back on the other way. And again, this might sound really woo-woo and out there for now. We're going to continue to clarify this, but it really is going to come back to how does it make you feel? And there are foods that are really energizing, and there are foods that are really draining. It's really hard to create specific lists because most of the time you're going to want to go to what's right and wrong. And that doesn't work because throughout the life stages, there's going to be foods that maybe once were beneficial that are now hurtful, and then that can flip-flop just as fast as it did the first time. So it's not to say that these lists are set in stone, but I am going to provide you some lists or boundaries or foundations to help you recognize what foods are maybe positively influencing your energy and what foods tend to be negatively influencing your energy. with the goal to consume more of those energy positive foods rather than the draining ones. Now again, all within balance. So you're going to find that list over at The Living Well. But like I mentioned, we're going to dive deeper into this topic in the coming months, where we're going to spend an entire month talking just about bioenergetic nutrition, which is the study of how energy or food energy influences your internal energy. But for now, just pay attention to your diet. And when it comes to making choices or what's a healthy choice, I want you to start thinking about not about what is good or bad or keto or vegan or whatever, but what is going to help you expand and protect and generate energy that your body is looking for, to fill your diet with more energy positive foods and less energy negative foods. And then simply to pay attention. How does it make you feel after you eat? Maybe even taking your body temperature from time to time just to check in and see how it's going. If you're having symptoms after you consume food, that is a sign that your body is reacting negatively to those foods. They're sucking your energy rather than providing it. And those are some areas we can work on. We can grow and expand in this category. And all that said, the big point today is to remember, it's not just about what you eat. It's how is your body responding to what you eat? And how is that influencing and altering your internal energy? I am wrapping this podcast up with that thought as you go out into the world and you pay attention to your body. That is the best tool that you have to manage the most important element of health, and that is your energy. Don't forget to head to The Living Well to check out that list of energy draining and energy positive foods, and then head to The Weekly Fill, where I give you some more insight on some of the tools that I have used that have completely altered my diet. And as always, if you want to learn more, you want more meal plans, you want to dig into the nitty-gritty of every single food category, like carbs and fat and protein, head to The Living Well and sign up for Health Made Simple. I give you the full breakdown of carbohydrates, protein, and fats that you need to build the healthiest structure. Again, you can find all of that at thelivingwell.com. Now, don't forget to come back in the next podcast, which is one of my absolute favorite topics, and that is the energy component of emotions. Spoiler alert, they matter more than anything that you eat. I'll see you back here in the next podcast.